Seattle City Council members want to tax the city's biggest companies $500 per employee. It's supposed to fund solutions to the city's housing crisis. But a fierce debate erupted after Seattle's biggest company, Amazon, suddenly halted its expansion downtown. Some see it as a bluff, others see a serious threat. 88.5's Will James saw those tensions playing out at City Hall.
Crowds had gathered to watch the city council discuss the so-called head tax. But just outside the chamber, two men stood like living symbols of a debate that's been sweeping across Seattle for days. Jimmy Hahn is with the Northwest Carpenters Union. He showed up in his hard hat and yellow vest. He sees construction jobs like his as a way of pulling people out of homelessness. But he says those jobs are at risk if the tax puts a damper on development.
We have had and currently have apprentices in our program who are formerly homeless, and many of our apprentices were formerly economically distressed. So one of the unintended consequences is if the city of Seattle reacts in a way and does something, it could potentially also increase the problem.
He's disagreeing with Jeffrey Atkinson, a freelance worker in the tech industry wearing glasses and a sweater over his button-down shirt. To him, the tax is a way to offset housing problems caused by highly paid workers, like him, flocking to the city. And he says no one should worry about scaring tech companies away.
They're not here just because of tax structure, just because we have the most regressive tax structure in the United States. They're here because Seattle is a vibrant city that attracts the talents they need to get ahead.
Plus, he wants to send a message to Amazon for pausing construction and putting jobs like Jimmy's at stake.
It really makes me angry that they are using these fine folks' jobs as negotiating political bargaining chips.
But Jimmy takes those threats seriously. He says no one just gives away construction jobs. They all depend on decisions made by companies like Amazon. Will James, 88.5 News.